It's the Twins hosting the Tigers on Friday night. Justin Verlander, 6-0 in his career at Target Field, gets the start for Detroit, facing Hector Santiago for the Twins. We pick this one up in the top of the third. Hector Santiago facing Justin Upton.
Driven hard to center. Buxton's got a long run. He won't get there. Cabrera scores. Martinez will be held at third, and it's 2-0. There's a drive to left. And McCann has taken Santiago deep again. Did it to him in Detroit. Ground ball right side, bleeding towards the roll and throw for a base hit. Kepler scores. Sano coming in. And the Twins have drawn to within one. Verlander comes out.
There it is.
Loop to left. That ball is going to drop for a hit. The game is tied.
And a pitch hit high in the air left field. Get out of here. Upton back. Track. Gone. Three-run homer. Eddie Rosario's first of the year.
The Twins explode for a half dozen runs in the sixth. They hang on to beat the Twins 6-3 to snap a four-game losing skid. Hector Santiago strikes out six and pitches into the seventh to earn his second win of the season. The loss for Justin Verlander was his first career defeat at Target Field. Eddie Rosario's homer in the sixth broke a 3-3 tie. Here's Rosario's thoughts after the game.
Yeah, everybody. The first two are bad, walk. Everybody have a good at-bat in this inning, a good opportunity to rally. Everybody have a good job. Yeah, it's the goal to everybody, to the team, to the fans, and go win every day. Everybody go to try to play hard to help the team this year.
Robbie Grossman started the Twins' sixth inning rally with an RBI single. Here's Grossman on the field after the game.
I know he's trying to get the first pitch over, and it was a decent pitch, and I was lucky I found a hole and got a couple guys in. Like you said, he's been tremendous all year, and same with Irvin, and a lot of these guys have given us a chance to stay in these games, and we're lucky to come away with this one tonight.
The Twins' six-run sixth inning sparked their series-opening win over the Tigers as Paul Molitor's club snapped the four-game losing skid. Here's the skipper's thoughts after the win.
We had shown pretty good discipline throughout the night, getting this pitch count up despite the zeros, and that inning in particular, we get the three walks. We made him work. He's climbing up around the 100 pitch mark. So I think just kind of waiting him out till we got opportunities. We hit some balls pretty good early in the game, Joe, in the first inning, and Kepler hit that ball to right field. But he hung in there like we thought he would, but we found a way to put together a crooked number, which we haven't had too many of as of late. We got a little lucky on Robbie squeezing one through there, and then obviously Rosario getting the big hit off the reliever there, Jimenez. So it felt good. It felt good to give Hector some runs after I thought he pitched well. Two runs with two outs there on a changeup up the middle and a bloop to right, and then Martinez rolls one through the left side. And Upton smoked it on the center. So, but yeah, it was just a good win. We kind of feel like you need one, after kind of stumbling through the last series. So a good way to start the Tiger series.
Hector Santiago pitched into the seventh and struck out six to earn his second win of the year. Here's the starter talking about his outing.
The first couple innings, I was throwing a lot of first pitch strikes, but I wasn't commanding as good as I wanted to. That third inning, I came out and really settled down and threw some really good pitches. Just wanted to attack, Zach Gazone. I think Torrey was just telling me, I think I threw 17 first pitch strikes. And that's all it's about. You get out there and get that first guy out. I think every hit I get up today was two outs, so we definitely want to stop that and not get up those two out hits or two out runs. But all around, good job. Just attack guys and made some good pitches when I need to get out of anything.
How happy were you when you saw those bats get going in the sixth?
Oh, yeah. When we scored those first two and then pushed across another, and then Rosie hit that home run, I jumped over the wall in the dugout and met him right there by home plate, and you get pumped. You go out there and you're battling down 3-0 and you have a big inning at that against a guy like that. He struggled, and we put it on him, and we made it hurt, and we did a good job of getting those guys in when we needed to, but a big inning, and I was pumped up for sure.
You've already had some tough luck in one of your starts before when Cabrera's bloop falls and that inning is extended. Is there any thought of here we go again, more bad luck?
You know, that's tough. You know, you just, and then, you know, not only Cabrera, Victor hit that, you know, ball off the end of the bat. And, I mean, that's two hits that, you know, you try to make get some good pitches. You get the great pitch that you wanted. And soft contact, they find a hole. He puts it right down the line, perfect spot. You just, you know, try to minimize the damage. You try to go out there and get the next guy. And then they scored two, but, you know, I was able to get out of that with man a second and third. But you just try to attack the next guy, you know, try to forget about that. And, you know, it's tough. You definitely, you see that, you know what happened. You're like, come on, just don't let the next one get the next guy. And, just did a good job right there of keeping it two runs and, you know, got us back in the dugout.
Adalberto Mejia takes the mound for the Twins Saturday in game two of the series.